Greetings and blessings to all of you this morning as we continue to worship our Lord together. It's a wonderful time of year, even though, as Dale alluded to and we've talked a lot about in the last 9 months, that 2020 has been a different year, unusual, and so on, but it's been a good year overall, despite all the unusual things that have happened. As I reflect on, I think it's been a month since I was here, since we've been in church here, and actually that we were in church anywhere. We were either traveling or with family and doing things with her mother. And so it's good to be here with you and to see each of you this morning. I trust you had a good Christmas. And thinking of the past year, thinking of the future, 2021, this is the last time this year that I know of, that we will be meeting together. And so next Sunday, we'll be starting a new year of, and hopefully we can look ahead. We can, whether you make resolutions or whether you just are just treading by faith, that what the future holds and what will lie ahead, what does lie ahead, those things we don't know. And as I reflect back on Loretta's mom, we were making plans for long-term care, looking ahead for the next, we had no idea, but hopefully at least a year or so. But God, in His mercy and His wisdom, chose to do that differently. And I think that was good. Looking back, it was good for her. I think it was good for the family. And it was right what God did. And so this morning, I've been thinking about the story that Reuben related and some of the songs that we sang this morning. And they were sort of the same theme about salvation, about God's grace. And so I'm going to talk a little bit around some of that. But for a scripture, you can turn to Romans 5. And we'll read the first 11 verses. And this goes along with the song that we sang about amazing grace and how what a great song that is. And when you know a little bit about the history of the person that wrote that and the life that he lived, it means a little bit more. And so in the book, Faith and Praise, it gives just a little bit of John Newton's life there. But he is only one person. But before I get into that, let's go ahead and read this. Romans 5, 1 through 11. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, patience experience, and experience hope. And the hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we now have received the atonement. As we sang this song, Amazing Grace, and the words that John Newton penned there, how amazing that is. And all of us had a beginning, and what I'm thinking of is a beginning in our Christian life. If you've been saved, then you can look back. So I want you to remember back if you can. For some of you, it's been a long time. For others, not so long. But try to remember back and reflect on the events, the happening of when God called you. When he looked down and he saw you, out of the millions and billions of people, he saw you. And how did you respond? And what did that mean? And what does it mean to you today? Is probably the more important question. And as you look at John Newton's life, as I reflect and recall some of the history of that story, he was not a he was not the perfect model for to display his mother's faith, I guess to put it that way. He was totally the opposite. And then the ending of his life, and when he met God, and his life was turned around, and how that at the age of 82, near death, he was almost blind, his memory is fading. He said, my memory is nearly gone, but I remember two things. I'm a great sinner, and Christ is a great Savior. I think that's a good statement, and really for all of us, whether we were, most of us weren't involved in that kind of sin, but it doesn't really matter. We were all sinners, and so we all experienced the amazing grace of God in our lives. And as we look back at that, it should mean more to us. Even today, as we get older, and the more we walk with God, that this amazing grace should mean more and should become more precious to us. When we think back, and I think it's good to just reflect and think back of that time, of what happened, the kind of life you lived, and then the change. When God set you free, why did he owe you anything? No. But he did it because of his grace, his amazing grace. And Paul is saying here to the Romans that being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. There's not a lot of